The first reading is a reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with the wisdom of human eloquence, so that the cross of Christ might be emptied of its meaning. The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the learning of the learned I will set aside. Where is the wise one? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made the wisdom of the world foolish? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not come to know God through wisdom, it was the will of God through the foolishness of the proclamation to save those who have faith. For Jews demand signs, Greeks look for wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are called, Jews and Greeks alike, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. The word of the Lord. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Exalt you just in the Lord. Praise from the upright is fitting. Give thanks to the Lord on the harp. With the 10-string lyre, chant his praises. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. For upright is the word of the Lord, and all his works are trustworthy. He loves justice and right. Of the kindness of the Lord, the earth is full. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. The Lord brings to naught the plans of nations. He foils the designs of peoples. But the plan of the Lord stands forever, the design of his heart through all generations. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them. And the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and they fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones said, "No, there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went to the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." And he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we celebrate the feast of St. Augustine. It's busted again. Anyway, today we celebrate the feast of St. Augustine. And as we celebrate his feast day, we hear how the first reading talks about the wisdom of the world and the wisdom of God. St. Augustine tried to find God in the wisdom of the world. You know, he went to all these heresies and got all this wisdom and was trying to find everything, but he didn't find it there. He found it in Christ Jesus. And if you listen to the first reading, everything about Jesus, which is so interesting now, was about the cross. The cross. The cross. Christ crucified. And again, too many people just want to focus on the resurrection of Christ. But again, there's no way to get to the resurrection of Christ except through the cross of Christ. There's no way for you and I to go into the resurrection and participate with the resurrection of Jesus unless we go through the cross. And what is the cross? The cross is love incarnate. The cross, when you look at the cross, is this is who God is. Someone who comes to us who are sinners and dies for us even when we did not know him, even when we did not care about him, even when we are embracing our sin instead of embracing him. He came, he took our sin upon himself, and he died for us. That's the weakness of God, which he says is more powerful than the strength of any man. God's weakness and love is provided in the cross. So we first of all look at a crucifix and we're grateful that God in his love would come and die for us sinners. And then we imitate it. We become icons of the crucified, that we live these lives that we've given away for others. That's where we'll find life. That's where we'll find God. You'll never find God in the wisdom of the world, and you'll never find God by putting yourself first. Ain't gonna happen. St. Augustine tried that. Never happened. Only when he gave up all things and embraced Jesus did it happen. May we do the same. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's